Hello, you are listening to School Radio. It's time to listen to Asterix.
Hello, I'm Nassim and I'm with Nicola and Owen.
Hello.
Today we are going to talk about animals and the global warming.
Don't forget the top three dreams destination.
And the volcanoes.
We are going to talk about video games and English football. We are also going to talk about three different types of robots.
We are going to talk about Box, Krav Maga, don't forget Kim Jong-un versus Trump, and Lupus, sports shoes and movies.
Emma Grollo and Emma Gouin are going to speak about animals.
The name of the association against abandonment is 30 Million of Friends. Cats or dogs, for example, need humans to give them food, water, shelter, protection, vet aids and love. At the moment, in France, there are lots of stray cats and dogs. They wander in the street and in the countries. Unfortunately, lots of them die are running over by cars or attacked by other animals. Animals are often abandoned by the people who are supposed to take care of them. For example, in Béziers, in France, a woman in a car threw a cat on the sidewalk in a suitcase. For that, lots of refuges are open and accept all the injured animals, but they are too numerous, so the volunteers or employers must kill them. The solution is to sterilize our animals to save them. If we sterilize our pets, if we choose to adopt our pets and never buy them in a pet shop or at the breeders, every animal will have an affectionate and stable home. Before adopting a pet, it's important to be sure we are ready to educate and take care of it.
IUCN, the International United for the Conservation of Nature, informed that 23,928 species of animals are threatened with extinction. 5,107 species are in great danger.
How are they affected and why?
African wildlife is in danger. Gorillas, lions, rhinos and elephants are on the verge of extinction because of hunts for lucrative trafficking. The aquatic world is in danger too. Sea turtles confuse waste with food, eat waste and die. Fish are on the verge of extinction because of overfishing. The polar ice cap is in danger too. Polar bears live on the pack ice, but it is melting because of global warming.
How they help them?
We must stop hunting, we must stop overfishing, we must stop throwing waste into the water, and we must stop polluting the planet, because more pollution engenders global warming.
Thank you, Emma. It's very interesting. Gauthier, Benjamin and Noah are going to talk about global warming.
Hello, my name is Benjamin, and today I'm going to speak about the causes of global warming. Pollution from cars, planes, factories, pollution from fossil energies, pollution from garbage. We are wasting too much. In a few years, the pollution will become catastrophic, as for example, heaps of waste on the beaches. Global warming occurs when carbon dioxide and other air pollutants and greenhouse gases collect in the atmosphere and absorb sunlight and solar radiation that have bounced off the Earth's surface. In the United States, the burning of fossil fuels to make electricity is the largest source of heat-trapping pollution, producing 2 trillion tons of carbon dioxide every year.
What are the effects of global warming? Global warming is very dangerous. There is lots of pollution. Pollution is the first problem of global warming. It's bad for health. She leads lots of diseases. The polar ice cap is melting, so the polar bears threatened by melting glaciers. The sea levels are rising. The last 50 years, the sea levels has risen by about 10 centimeters. The average temperature of the globe has increased by about 0.6 degrees, and that of metropolitan France by more than 1 degree. By the end of the 21st century, climatologists estimate that the temperature could rise by 2 to 6 degrees compared to the pre-industrial period.
How to fight against global warming? To fight against global warming, we should change our
transportation habits, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, choose eco-labeled instead of overpackaged products, use renewable energy is better than fossil energy, buy more respectful products. We should recycle paper, plastic, glass and metal. If you have a garden, do compost or plant a tree, unplug charger of mobile phone, put your waste in the trash, turn off the lights when you leave a room, reduce our consumption of water and electricity, shrink your carbon profile, stop cutting down trees, and stop using nuclear energy.
Thank you. We learned a lot about global warming. Now, Lauren, Ambre, and Lea are going to talk about top three dream destinations.
Hi, I'm going to speak about Tokyo. There is a lot of things to see. You can go to Tokyo Tower. It's taller than the Eiffel Tower. Tokyo Tower's height is 332 meters, whereas the Eiffel Tower's height is 325 meters. On the first floor, there is a big aquarium which contains more than 50,000 fish species. On the third, the fourth, and the fifth floor, there is an amusement park based on One Piece, an anime manga written by Eiichiro Oda. If you want to be relaxed, go to Kochikawa Korakuen, the oldest garden of Tokyo. You can see Mobiji, trees with dead leaves. It's beautiful. In Tokyo, also, there is the Ueno Zoo. Their mascots, two pandas from China, had a baby. So if you go to this zoo, you can see sweet giant pandas. They are so cute. And finally, if you are hungry, you can eat ramen or sushi. It's delicious. I'm sure you will enjoy Tokyo if you go there.
If you love fashion, shows, prestige and style, Milan is the perfect city for you. Milan is one of the most famous metropolis of the world. You can go to Italy without enjoying their food, their pasta, lasagna, pizza, that are so delicious. The Scala is a theater that has hosted the numerous opera premieres throughout the history. When we go there, it's magic. It's very big, it's impressive, and its dominant color is a very bright red. Two museums also to be visited which are great. There is the Pinacoteca Opera. This museum is one of the greatest in Italy. There are the works of Bellini, Botticelli, Clementino, and many more. The galleries of Uffizi of Florence is one of the most famous museums in the world, for his extraordinary collection of sculptures and his hot painting. The Fashion Week of Milan attracts audiences and curators from around the world. You are not going to get bored in Milan because a lot of things are waiting for you.
I'm going to speak about Guadeloupe. If you love Iceland, sun and sea, it's a perfect destination for you. If you want to go to the seaside, I advise you the coves near Day. The beach with fine sand, the blue water, and there are lots of multicolored fish. It's very fantastic. For the waterfalls lover, the Crayfish Waterfalls is a beautiful place. You can swim in the fresh water, be surrounded by flourishing plants. Another place is essential, the volcano La Soufrière. We can see a lot of butterfly species, plants, and insects. The local fast food shop specialty is Bokit. It's a fried sandwich stuffed with sauce, meat or cold, and cheese. It's so delicious. Other specialties that you can find in restaurants are smoked chicken and colombo. When you are on the beach, if you are too hot, I advise you to take a sherbet coconut. The sailor prepares them in front of you, and when you drink this, it's so refreshing. If you go to Guadeloupe, I'm sure you will enjoy your holiday, so happy holidays.
Thank you. Now I want to go to Guadeloupe.
Now, Dylan is going to talk about volcanoes.
Volcanoes, it's been hundreds of years since the volcanoes of Auvergne are asleep. Is that it can wake up overnight, thanks to thousands of years after falling asleep. Auvergne volcanoes, the magma that formed them is still there. On the other hand, the tracks in the Earth's crust that led the lava to
to spring from the ground and give birth to the giants of Auvergne have been sealed for several hundred years. They are monogenic volcanoes. They cannot enter only once. The only possibility of an eruption would be a fracture of the rock due to a change of pressure underground or a seismic episode which would push the magma to make its way up to the surface.
Thank you, Dylan. Now, Axel and Hugo are going to talk about new video games.
I'm Hugo. I'm going to speak about a new video game called Last Day on Earth. It's a game based on how to stay alive during an epidemic, and how to fight zombies. You have to build a shelter. Other zombies destroy the wall of your shelter of level 1 and 2. On Last Day on Earth, you must to explore a big and a small maps, green maps, orange maps, and red maps. Every day, there are new challenges, for example, a merchant who exchanges items for guns. The bunker uses a fort to get coupons, which open safes. There are different zombies, more or less powerful and resistant.
Hello, my name is Axel. I'm going to speak about a new video game. The name of the game is Tekken Mobile. It's a game developed by Bandai Namco Games. You can play on Android or iOS. This game was out on February the 15th, 2018. It's forbidden for children under 12. Several characters are available with different skins, like for example Kumo, who is a bear, or King, who is a leopard. It's an old game that was released for the first time in 1994 on an arcade. It's a fighting game. The original version features 8 characters. Each character has its own boss, a special to beat at level 8. I like this game because it's a fighting game and it's exciting.
Thank you guys, I think I'm going to buy Last Days. Star and Adam are going to talk about 3 different types of robots.
Sophia, a new humanoid robot, has obtained citizenship thanks to King Salman of Saudi Arabia. It was presented during the forum Future Investment Initiative. She speaks well, intelligently, and makes jokes like a human. She even looks at Elon Musk, a famous inventor. The kingdom is still very strict on its issue. During a live demonstration of robot Sophia, reacted to a strange sentence. Sophia then retorted, "You've read Elon Musk too much and you're watching too many Hollywood movies. If you're nice to me, I'll be with you."
Firefighters of the city of Paris have just acquired a robot named Colossus, able to extinguish fires developed by French RoboShark company. The machine allows the guardians of the fire an operational assistant. One, a very rough terrain because it's very dangerous for humans. It is not an autonomous robot, but rather a terrestrial drone. The Colossus robot can carry double its weight with its 420 kilos for a height of 1.6 meters.
Thank you, Taren Adam. It was very interesting. Now, Jason is going to talk about English football.
Manchester City and Manchester United club maintained good relations until the end of the Second World War. At that time, Old Trafford was destroyed and preferred to refuse and rebuild. In fact, the real starting point of the rivalry is the crash of United's plans. In 1958, 8 members of the team were killed. From that moment, everyone in England was especially nice to the club.
that had just experienced a tragedy. City has struggled to be in the shadow and has grown in 68 days despite the championship tilted. He is so united with the European Cup. The City fans often felt they were only fan team compared to their neighbor who was endowed significant financial resources. Obviously, the arrival of capital to City and change the situation. In any case, you will never see a fan of United wearing blue or a supporter of City put red.
Thank you, Jason. But my heart still goes in Manchester United. And now, Thomas, Antonin and Tom, we are going to talk about on the French side. We are going to talk about French football.
Let's start with Lyon. This year the team is achieving a great season. It's fantastic. We love them. But there are three recent defeats. Lyon is third rank of Ligue 1 for the moment. Lyon has totted 72 goals up to now and victory for City games played in Ligue 1. With them, players would like to join other clubs, Nabil Fekir, Houssem Aouar. The trophies of Lyon are 7 Ligue 1, 5 Cup of France, 1 Cup of League, 8 trophies of Champions, 3 Ligue 2 and 1 Cup Intertoto. They were eliminated in Europa League. Maybe they will win the Europa League next season.
Kylian Mbappé is doing a great season 2017-2018. In Ligue 1, he scored 30 goals in 22 games. In the Champions League, he scored 4 goals in only 6 games. He has a lot of qualities, like his speed, his skills, his agility, and he is always in the good timing. You can compare Mbappé with the Brazilian Ronaldo. Ronaldo was fast, very technical, and he was a heavy athlete. He won 2 World Cups in 1994 and 2002. He won the Ballon d'Or 3 times in 1997, 1998 and 2002.
And now we are going to speak about the referee who tackled the player. It was on Sunday, the 14th of January. During the game between Paris and Nantes, Tony Chaperon, the referee, tackled the player of Nantes, whose name is Diego Carlos. The player made him fall, but not on purpose. The player has received a yellow card, then a second one. The referee sent him off. When he watched the video again, he realized that the move of the player was not on purpose. And the day after, the referee canceled the sanction and apologized. Lots of screenshots and fake photos were published on social medias. The next day, Chaperon was suspended by the French Federation of Football and called to meet a disciplinary committee following the incident. He was suspended for 6 months.
Thanks, that's a long time.
Now Jade and Océane are going to talk about box and Krav Maga.
Hello, I'm going to speak about Krav Maga. Krav Maga means close combat in Hebrew. It is a combat style created by the Israeli Defense Force for their security, mixing box, lutte, judo, jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai techniques. There are two parts, the self-defense techniques which allow them to defend themselves against many varieties of attacks. In fighting combat, tactics to neutralize faster. Krav Maga is not a martial arts, it's a realistic combat without rules in no competition. It's a modern style of defense to use in any rule situation, with all parts of the body compared to English boxing.
Hi, I'm going to speak about box. Box is a fighting sport. There are different types of boxes. Box Thai with, for example, Yuan Yidong in the heavyweight category. He has been champion of the world 50 times for Muay Thai. English box with, for example, Jonathan Houtin beginning a beautiful career and also Junior Dos Santos in heavyweight categories too. Box is recognized to be a sport for boys and to be violent. But more and more girls use this sport. Box is not violent, it teaches us to control ourselves and to be self-confident.
Thank you very much, the fighting girls. I prefer boxing. Now, Jules and Antoine are going to talk about Kim Jong-un versus Donald Trump.
We are going to present a dialogue between Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Trump. What about your wall? It's not already built. Why?
You know, I already have a great idea. I want to make the Mexicans pay for it. Don't you think it's a great idea?
Liar. It's just because you didn't have the money.
Look, as for me, my people are not locked up in their country like dogs.
The dog at least have enough money to organize the Olympic Games.
Your team has no chance to win. My team is so strong.
Maybe you won the Olympic Games, but I won the nuclear race.
I know you believe that. We should meet to talk about the nuclear weapons.
So now you want to meet me. Okay, let's do this before the end of May.
We talk to denuclearization the North Korea.
What?
Thank you guys, but I don't like neither of them. Now it's almost fashion week here. Ava is going to talk about sports shoes.
Today I'm going to talk to you about a lot of fashionable trainers. The trainers has age. There is a vapor mesh which consists of air bubble at the level outsole, then of tissue, which costs trainers. The comfort is amazing. The trainers cost on 175 euros. Then there is a Balenciaga Triple S compared to vapor mesh. There aren't any air bubble, not tissue, but 60% of polyester, 50% leather Olympics, and 20% leather veil. Compared to vapor mesh, it is more comfortable, but it is between 600 and 700 euros. If you don't want to pay so much money, there is the Fila Destructor. They are at 100 euros. They are compared of synthetic leather, sole or suede. The sole is comfortable and out. This is what I wanted to tell you about fashionable trainers.
Thanks, Ava. I think I will buy one of these shoes. For the end, Maël and Elia are going to talk about the movie.
The first movie is called Untap. The scene takes place on the 27th of June 1976. An Air Force plane transporting 246 passengers and 12 crew members takes off from Athens to go to Paris. But the plane is hijacked by four terrorists, two members of the Palestine Liberation Organization, and two Germans who take control of the plane. They hijack the plane towards Entebbe in Uganda. They land at the international airport of Entebbe. The terrorists demand the liberation of 53 Palestinian prisoners who are held in Israeli prisons. The Israeli state prepares a military operation, which is called Operation Entebbe, to save the hostages who are returning in the plane as quickly as possible. The movie will take place out on the 25 April 2018.
The second movie is called Avengers Infinity War. After having waited for 3 years, the fans of Avengers are going to be happy to know Avengers Infinity War. The Avengers and their allies will do everything to neutralize the dosing Thanos. Thanos has planned an attack which will destroy the whole universe. A great action movie as usual. We shall see Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Hemsworth. The movie will take place on the 18th April 2018. The third movie is called My Wonder Woman. In the 30s, William Martin, a professor of psychology, and his wife are working on the lie detector. A student becomes their assistant, and the couple fall in love with the young woman. A passionate love will take place between the three characters. And for William Marston, the two women become a source of inspiration for the creation of the woman character. The movie, inspired by real facts, is about the creation of the comics character My Wonder Woman. The movie will take place out on the 18th April of 2018. The last movie is called Rampage Hors de Contrôle. David O'Coit, a primatologist, has more difficulties to communicate with humans than with monkeys. So, he becomes fond of George, an adorable gorilla of an astounding intelligence. He has taken care of him since his birth. But, because of genetic experiments, George turns into an uncontrollable monster. And it is not the only, because other animals is transformed in the four corners of the country, destroying everything on their passage. O'Coit decides to work with a genetic for developing an antidote. Can they prevent in time the planet from being ravaged? The movie will take place on the 2 May 2018.
Thank you, Maëlle and Delia. I will see Avengers 3.
Thank you all to have participated to this radio show.
We hope to not see you, but to hear you.
Stay with us on School Radio.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.